You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Welcome to your Morning Boost, brought to you by AWB Education. Here, we amplify knowledge, widen reach, and broaden impact in education, delivering your daily dose of professional development. This program is sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now, get ready to amplify your day with your Morning Boost.
Good morning. Welcome back to your Morning Boost, the daily dose of high-impact advice for school leaders. I'm honored again to have our guest back, Shannon Watson, founder and executive director of Majority in the Middle, joining us again this morning, as she's going to be doing all week. So, Shannon, we're glad you could be here. And to all of our listeners, very happy Veterans Day to all of our incredible school leaders. This is a day just perfectly suited to discuss the value of mission alignment and teamwork. Let's build a little bit on yesterday's discussion of modeling civility, as today we turn our attention to the essential leadership skill of de-escalating staff polarization. And it's tough. It really is. It's a tough part of the job, and we've got to move past the emotional reactions that can just distract from our school's core purpose. But today, Shannon, I'm going to give you a question number two, and I'll give you a little hint. It's going to be on de-escalating some staff techniques.
Where is your kid headed after high school? We are From Carpool to College, two accomplished educators, college and career consultants, and parents who guide families through the entire journey, from freshman year planning to senior year success. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready?
I am ready, yes.
All right. Well, here it is. So, when political discourse enters the school building and creates division amongst staff and teams, what is the best way to guide that conversation back to common ground and collaboration to ensure that our mission focus remains paramount?
Well, see, this is an interesting question because I don't know if this has ever happened. Just kidding. This is happening, unfortunately, yes. Everywhere. And yeah. I think that's part of the challenge, that the political discourse that used to just sort of live in our, you know, government and campaign spheres has been leaking out into our workplaces and our neighborhoods and our schools and our, you know, community organizations. And so I think when dealing with staff conflict, I think one of the most important things to do is to listen first and really try to identify what is really the basis of the conflict and what is the values behind what somebody is espousing. Because, you know, my organization, we don't do a lot of guided conversations. There is an organization, which I'm sure you're probably familiar with. It's called Braver Angels. Okay. It's a national organization, and one of the founders is here in Minnesota, and he is a marriage and family therapist professor by training.
Okay.
And so he has applied all of that and is teaching people all around the country how to talk to each other. One of the things, I've been a member of this organization for a while, and I'm a huge fan of what they do, because listen first is the first rule, and is to ask people, you know, tell me more about this. Tell me how this issue affects you. So, like, let's say we're talking about immigration, just for example. Mm-hmm. You have a position on immigration. Why do you have a position? You know, how does this affect you? I'll be honest. You know, the kids who learn how to ask why, and then why? Okay, I never grew out of that. I'm still the kid that asks why and wants to know why everything. Living in Minnesota, I have learned, because I'm not a native Minnesotan, I'm a native Kansan, so skipped over north. And why can kind of be an aggressive question. Why do you think that? So if you rephrase it, and I've had to learn to rephrase it, Tell me more about that. Tell me, you know, how does this affect your life, or how did you come to these positions? That's a good way to sort of get out of the sort of talking points lingo in the first 10 words and get into what people are really concerned about. Because when you can boil things down to values, then you can find common ground and you can navigate the sort of talking points and the slogans and all of those things in a much more sort of neutral way.
Mm-hmm.
But then it also, like, you know, it brings the common ground to the forefront. And one of the things that we talk about a lot is that, you know, because people in my bit, what in the world does success look like to you?
Sure.
And success to me looks like when people who are in conflict, and that's either, you know, elected officials or members of a same community organization or coworkers, when they are in conflict, they're often looking to each other. You know, we have to win. I have to win this argument.
Mm-hmm.
And we are much more interested when people are not necessarily trying to defeat each other, but they're sort of turning their focus, standing shoulder to shoulder and defeating a problem.
Sure.
So I think that's one of the things. Identify the values, find a place where you can attack a problem instead of a person.
You know, as I'm listening to you here, it makes me think, and this is common in a lot of schools. We do a lot of teaching around like the seven habits. Mm. And Stephen Covey has always said, seek first to understand.
Yes.
Right? And I think that's something that's hard to do because school leaders, we want to fix everything right away. Well, you can't always just fix it until you truly know what it is that you're working through. And so like you're talking about there, listen first, really seek to understand what it is and then find that common ground.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, and sometimes that's like, you know, if your spouse has a problem, you know, maybe your staff person wants to vent, or maybe they have something that needs to be solved. So if you listen first, instead of just listening to understand, instead of just listening to respond, that can set you on a good path.
I love it. Two down. This is going pretty well, Shannon.
Awesome.
We've got a couple more to go, but this is a great start. Great start. Well, again, thanks for joining us. Thank you for joining us, Boosters. We'll be back again on Wednesday for more from Shannon Watson. So till that time, thank you for listening. We will talk with you again tomorrow.
That concludes another episode of Your Morning Boost. We hope today's daily dose of professional development helps you amplify knowledge, widen reach, and broaden impact. Your Morning Boost is an AWB education production brought to you with the generous support of Grundmeier Leader Services. Join us again tomorrow for more. Until then, keep boosting your impact.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.